Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Jimmy Burns, our correspondent from the UK, has a question for you this week. He asks us, what's the worst Christmas present we've ever received? For men, it might have been that loud tie or pair of socks. And what lady would welcome receiving the wrong perfume or a hideous ornament? A mum we know was so poor growing up in war-torn Kent in England. She remembers one Christmas in the 1950s when she was in her 20s and all she could afford to give her fiancé was an orange. Just recently, someone else received a single cassette tape. Remember them? A blank one at that. Fine if it was 20 years ago, but today? And what about if you received an empty box? Now stick with us. There is a point, as Jimmy made to us. One Christmas, when money was tight, Paul Powers, whose wife wrote the famous Footprints poem, was upset that his young daughter had used a lot of gold paper and tape to wrap up his present. The tape made it hard to open, and he grew increasingly frustrated. Ripping it open, he found nothing in the box and berated her for this. With tears streaming down her face, she said, "But Dad, I did put something in it. I blew kisses into it. It's full of love just for you." Doesn't that make us feel ashamed for being ungrateful? Our Creator gave us the best present ever when he sent his son Jesus. Sentenced to death by a kangaroo court and crucified, he was placed in a borrowed tomb. When his friends returned a few days later to embalm the corpse according to their culture, imagine their shock to find the tomb empty. If he was still in the tomb, there would be no Christianity. But like the empty box that Paul Powers' daughter gave him, the empty tomb was God's way of saying, it's full of love just for you. Have you accepted God's gift especially for you this Christmas? Go on, open the box. I'm Aaron Wright.